I really like Ausgezeichnet.
Yeah, tell us why.
I just think it clings so well. It's like, ah, it's Ausgezeichnet. have a very funny Italian friend, and he always says, I say genau a lot. When I go back to visit family, I also kind of slip it in when I talk in English or in Swiss, like genau, yeah, genau.
Welcome to One Day in Vienna. And today's guest is Esther Sökjö-Petersen.
Name Esther Sökjö-Petersen, Geburtsland, Schweden, Ankunft in Wien, 2019, Familienstand, alleinstehend, Beruf, Weinsommelier.
I'm your host, Lauren Loew, and welcome to this podcast where we're going to be uncovering those memorable anecdotes about this magical city that, let's face it, we all love and hate in moments. The expats featured on this show will be enlightening us as to how they navigated becoming a local in Vienna, often with a splattering of hilarious culture clashes to boot. Hello and welcome to One Day in Vienna. Today, I'm sitting with the lovely Esther Sökjö-Petersen, who is a sommelier here in Vienna. And we are in Santo in the 4th District, which is really lovely and colourful. It's lovely today.
Yeah, quite.
So the first question that we always like to ask our expats is, what brought you to Vienna?
Well, I kind of just had like a pre-30-year crisis and just went, okay, I have to leave Sweden. I'm from the southern part of Sweden, which is a small uni town of a little bit more than 100,000 people. But I lived in Malmö, which is the third biggest city. Beautiful. But everyone says that Vienna feels like a village. That actually felt like a village at some point. So I just got like, okay, I have to get out of here. I'm turning 30. I don't know what to do. So I just thought, okay, Vienna seems like a really cool city. Let's just go there.
Really? Yeah. It was that, like...
I do have a little bit of a past that my mother is from Slovakia, so I have spent some time here in my childhood, but not in the past 10 or 15 years before moving here. So I thought a little bit like, okay, YOLO, as the kids say, why not? I lived in London many years ago, and I thought Paris would be impossible because I don't speak French at all. German back then either, but I got a job and just moved here, basically.
And when was that?
I moved in mid-June 2019, so I almost lived here 5 years.
And the podcast that we do is talking to people about one day that was particularly memorable for them. Mm-hmm. Do you have one day that was particularly positive, negative, struck out in your memory that you could talk us through?
I do. If I recall it correctly, it's we're in July 2020, so basically a little bit more than a year after I moved here. If you have a European driver's license and it expires, you're not allowed to make a new one from where you had it before. Like, I could not redo my Swedish one, so I had to do it in Austria. And sounding a bit odd, but we Swedish people, we are very digitalized and I find information everywhere, so everything is a more like smooth sailing. So I had to actually make one in Austria. Couldn't find any information, asked some friends around, and I realized I had to go to the Polizeiamt, so the main police district in the 3rd district. No information online, call there, nobody picked up. And so this day I decided to go there before they closed because I was going away after the summer for vacation and I needed to drive since I wanted to visit some vineyards. And went there and basically empty, went there to the receptionist or the front desk person. And back then, my German wasn't so fluent as it is today. So it was, I can still talk. I could get some sentences. I can have a conversation. And this woman was not very happy to see me since it was 30 minutes before closing time.
Always.
And I asked her, like, in a very höflich, in a very nice way, I really need to, like, renew my driver's license. It's expired. Can you please help me? Or how do we move forward this procedure? And she was not on her best mood and basically got so annoyed with me. So the end of our 10-minute conversation, or even 5, went that I should move back to Sweden if it's so much better there and get lost.
Oh, my God.
But she said in a very, very rude way in German. One thing to know is that Swedish people, we might be very close sometimes, but we would never react like this. Like, this is a big no-no and taboo. You don't act like this. So I got quite upset, and I wrote an email in perfect English to the police, and I got an answer in a couple of hours. But, you know, it was quite contradicted because it was a beautiful day, the sun is shining, everything is nice, the flowers everywhere, and then I'm just super sad. And I wrote in this email, like, if I am a white European woman from a European country, I cannot imagine how you treat other people from other countries. Basically, I got a very nice email back. They apologized, whoever it was. I was quite strict in my email. In the end, they said, I got an appointment next week, and we apologized, but maybe she just had a bad day. So she had a bad day, and I just wanted to renew my driver's license.
But what does that say to you? I mean, does that resonate with you? Are you like, I get it, everyone has a bad day?
Well, or coming from the service industry, both yes and no.
Okay.
If you have a bad day, maybe you should try to do something in the background, or maybe just breathe through it, or mindset or mind controlling. If I was 20, I would understand if I was like that. But this woman being past 50s, I just don't get it. Like, she should not have worked where she's worked if she treats somebody like that. That's my personal opinion.
No, I think I'm with you fully. I have to say, like, I think professionalism, I also worked in gastronomy a long time. Professionalism is professionalism.
Yeah, and it's
but also on the other hand, when you said that somehow to me, I was like, but that's quite human. That's the way it was. And he was meaning, don't take it personally. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Like, there was something that was quite human about that, which struck me.
Yeah, which at that point did not really go well with me. But at least the good ending of the story is that I got my driver's license before I was going to Sicily. So everything worked out.
So it speeded it up. You got vitamin D, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. However, I don't know. I can't recommend anyone to renew their driver's license. But if they have to, then sure. But be strict is my recommendation.
We've heard this quite a few times. The bureaucratic side of Vienna is really tricky. It's really hard.
And as you know, the gastronomy and the lockdown were also a tricky way, because we all had to go to AMS, so Arbeitsmarktservice.
Das AMS, auch bekannt als Arbeitsmarktservice, ist eine Einrichtung in Österreich, die Menschen dabei hilft, Arbeit zu finden. Sie bieten Unterstützung mit der Jobsuche, Arbeitsvermittlung und Weiterbildung. Das Ziel ist es, Arbeitslosen zu helfen, einen passenden Job zu finden und Arbeitgebern im Feld der Personalsuche zu unterstützen. Das AMS bietet auch Informationen über Arbeitslosengeld und andere Sozialleistungen.
And I always find this very ironic. Everywhere you call, English is not an official language, even though there are so many expats in Vienna, a lot of, or like organs of the UN and so on, security firms. And still, English is not very often an official language, is any kind of bureaucracy.
So actually, we know why. We have to say this, and I really will say this very strongly on this podcast. It was taken down. A lot of the English information was specifically taken down by the last government intentionally to make Ausländer or expats feel uncomfortable in the city, and it is completely wrong.
Really?
We are all trying so hard who work with the English language to get English information up because it's the people who are vulnerable who actually need it the most. So that's why.
And that feels, you know, for me as an expat, of course, I'm lucky that I have so great friends who can help me with different, or you can also Google Translate, and now we have ChatGPT, so maybe that also is an easier point of view, but that I have a community can help me with some difficulties, but it's not everyone who has that, who wants to move here, wants to flourish here as a person, who wants to move to Vienna. But in that sense, it just makes it that you're just pushing people away.
I think that's exactly intentional, unfortunately. Yeah. And it's the people like you who fight the emails who deserve to stay. Thank you.
Pleasure.
No, actually, I have to say this email writing is a fantastic thing in this city. You get a response. Very often there is a response very quickly.
Mm. It was in German, but that was fine. You can just translate it. But she was having a bad day, and I got a bad day in this beautiful, sunny day of July.
I'm so sorry.
Then I had to go to work, but that was fine.
Did this really change your opinion about Vienna in that moment? Were you thinking, like, actually, I want to go home? Or were you like, I'm going to stay and I'm going to fight for this?
I'm a little bit more strong-headed and have a lot of skin on my nose. I did not feel like I have to surrender now and retreat back to Sweden. However, it just put me a little bit more perspective. Like, okay, my parents always taught me treat people how you wanted to be treated. I think that goes for anyone, even though she was very rude to me. I wasn't rude back, but I did not feel like I wanted to move back at that point. Sometimes I do for some other reasons, but not because of that. I also had people shout at me at Hofe because I was talking on the phone in Swedish.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
And then they were like, they say in German, like, be quiet, go home to where you belong. And I was just like very, very uncomfortable in those situations. But I personally just don't understand it. In Sweden, the other way around, if you want to learn Swedish in Sweden, people don't really learn that fast because we love to speak English. We're like, great, an opportunity to speak English. Let's go. But it's also good that in Austria that you kind of are forced a little bit to really try.
So what is your relationship like with German? Like, do you speak fluently now? Or, I mean, you've not been here that long.
I do speak quite fluently. Sometimes if I speak less because I had colleagues who want to speak more English, then of course it goes back and forth. I don't have no problem having a conversation or fixing things or doing now bureaucratic calls is not a problem for me. Writing is still so and so. The grammar as a Swede is totally different, so we don't have that. It's always a learning process, and this accusative, dative, genitive, and all the conjugation is
But within
confusing.
Describing wine with your clients and being able to describe that in a colourful way, you feel really comfortable with German.
Yeah, of course. I also sought out those words quite early to be able to do that. So.
And do you have any favourite Austrian words? Or German words, but we like the Austrian German ones the most.
I really like ausgezeichnet.
Yeah, tell us why.
I just think it clings so well. It's it's ausgezeichnet. have a very funny Italian friend, and he always says, I like the word, I say genau a lot, but he says it's genau. And also when I go back to visit family, I also kind of slip it in when I talk in English or in Swedish, like genau, genau, passt schon, okay.
I do exactly.
And people
the
look
same.
At me like, what are you talking about? Stop it.
And really. I can imagine in your field of work, Vienna's quite a great place, or Austria is quite a great place. There's lots of wine.
Exactly.
Lots of different kind of wine. Do you have a favorite place in Vienna that you love to go to after work, before work, or for a specific reason?
I do have
reason?
A couple ones. For coffee, for example, because I'm a big coffee aficionado and...
You're a connoisseur of
everything. I'm a connoisseur of coffee, but it has to be the batch brew kind, which is not very common. So I usually go to Balthasar.
Yeah.
It's in the second district at Praterstrasse, which is really nice. For wine, I go to some different places in Vienna, depending on what my mood is or where I want to go. There's actually a really nice pizza place, also here in the 4th District, if I remember the district correctly. It's called 905, which has really nice wine list. And sometimes I go to Rundbar, which is in the 7th District. But my first favorite place, and I think it'll always be my favorite place of all time, is Bruderbauern Küche. In the 6th District, which is really nice. Also focusing more on Central European wine lists from Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Slovenia. Also some Austrian, but I think it's a very nice place to go to.
And do you have any favorite places in the city that you just like to go to separately?
I'm a swimmer, so I really love the summer here to cycle out to Neue Donau and be able to swim there, refresh yourselves, Gänsehäufel and... Try some stand-up paddle.
Das Gänsehäufel ist eine beliebte Erholungs- und Freizeitanlage in Wien, die besonders in den warmen Sommermonaten zahlreiche Besucher anzieht. Es bietet eine Vielzahl von Schwimmbecken, Sporteinrichtungen und Liegewiesen. Das Gänsehäufel liegt malerisch an der alten Donau, was es zu einem perfekten Ort für Schwimmer und Sonnenanbeter macht. Neben dem Schwimmen können Besucher auch Volleyball spielen, Minigolf ausprobieren oder einfach die schöne Natur genießen.
I'm on the list for Gänsehäufel. I'm hoping when I'm a OAP that I will have a little cabin there because I think it's so epic.
Yeah.
It's the best.
But Vienna has so many beautiful parts. I just also usually enjoy when it's sunny just to go into the city center and walk around and see the architecture. And you can always find something new.
Is Vienna somewhere that you can imagine staying?
I can.
Yeah? Tell us why.
Well, I see a lot of possibilities in Vienna. Also for expat, you can find also jobs when you don't speak so well German. You just have to really, really look hard for them. You just have to break through that barrier of this typical Viennese. Because if you compare Vienna to a lot of different... I've met people on the countryside, meeting winemakers, other people, other restaurants or Wirtshaus, everything. Everyone is so lovely and more so welcoming. It's just Vienna that has a little bit more of a harder shell to crack, I would say.
I would love to. In gastronomy, actually, which is a bit stiffer, actually.
Depends where you go. Yeah. Not where I go. Not usually, always, no. But I never really go to a classical Viennese cafe house, only because I don't want to be treated in that way. And they can be quite strict and quite short in their talk. So I just don't go there. But I can imagine staying here, for sure. But time will tell if I do that. I have some advocates back home that really are, I don't know, trying to manifest that I should move back.
Tempt you home.
Yeah. But let's see.
And what advice would you give any expat that's moving to Vienna? What's like the one single advice you'd give them to make their journey a bit smoother?
I would just say try to integrate as quick as possible. Just do things, see things, and just, especially with the German language, just try to speak it, even though it's tricky. And I learned that that's how the Austrians, especially in Vienna, like the most, or they enjoy the most. That if you try, then they're a little bit more open-minded than if you directly start with English.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Or when you say, like, I'm so sorry, my German's not so great, but, you know, I always feel that.
But it depends on who you mean. Yeah.
You're speaking with Deutsch.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But I'm here. I'm trying my best.
No, you really are. Thank you, Esther. It's been really, really lovely talking to you today. And thanks for sharing your kind of hardcore story. But I'm really glad that you got your driving license in the end so that you could go off to Italy and enjoy yourself.
But there's a lot of other positive sides of Vienna.
It's definitely. Great, yeah. My story was also very negative, but I love this city.
Thank you so much for having me.
You love Vienna too and want to learn German? Innes Vienna will get you there. Vienna's best language school offers a variety of courses and trainings at different levels, at different times, and at different intensities. All information about Innes Vienna and today's guests can be found in the show notes. And there we also explain all other German words, terms, and Viennese areas from this episode. Thanks for listening. Auf Wiederhören.